All right, what is going on, Univar Solutions family, partners, and friends? This is Andy Erickson, your host of the Smart Acids podcast, and I'm here with the Heartbreaker, Chris Ernst. Heartbreaker, my man, how are you holding up these days?
Doing great, Andy. How are you?
I'm doing all right, thanks. Well, we have an absolute gem of an episode for our listeners today. We're going to talk live with Aileen Doyle, who is Univar Solutions' very own senior commercial director and primary liaison between Univar Solutions and the Chemical Education Foundation, also known as CEF. Welcome, Aileen. How are you doing?
Great. Thank you so much for allowing me to participate in the podcast. I'm a huge fan of Smart Acids, and I'm really super excited to talk about the Chemical Educational Foundation, the Chemistry Enthusiasts, which is a group of super smart, talented high school freshmen that are with us today, as well as I get to share my passion for all things STEM education. So thank you so much for having me with you guys today.
What is CEF? In the UB A Chemist program, who participates? How are they selected?
We are, as Univar Solutions, committed to STEM education, and we have partnered with CEF, which is the nonprofit, to build the future STEM workforce. The CEF does this through the UB The Chemist programs, which are designed to inspire students, educate educators, and strengthen communities to build a better workforce through the science of chemistry. And we believe strongly in engaging with students in the early years to leverage that natural curiosity to encourage the love of science and chemistry in both learning as well as career.
So give us a little background on what's going on, Aileen.
We are also fortunate with the CEF organization to have many opportunities to volunteer. This year we had many volunteers from Univar Solutions participate in the UB The Chemist Challenge by watching videos. But in years prior, we've also had the opportunity to be hands-on and work and support volunteering with the CEF through the regional competitions. And speaking of competitions, this year, and with our group here today, the Chemistry Enthusiasts from Boston, Massachusetts, this team rose to the top of 9,000 students to win the 2022 National UB The Chemist Challenge. Not only did they take home a big fat trophy, they also got a very nice check for $12,000 scholarship. I'm so excited that we have them here today to share their passion for chemistry. They're a team of great competitors. The competition actually is open to participants from 5th through 8th grade. This passion for science that the challenge nurtures really creates a great opportunity for teamwork, and it also sets them up for great success, solid foundation for success in both education as well as careers.
Well, let's hear from them then.
On behalf of Univar Solutions and all things STEM education, please share your names for the Chemistry Enthusiasts.
Hi, I'm Shunidhi Iyer. When I participated, I was in 8th grade, now I'm a freshman, so hi.
Hi, my name's Aryan Arora. Just like Shri, I participated as an 8th grader, but not a freshman. Hi.
I'm Arushi Khatri. I'm a freshman now too, but when we participated, we were all 8th graders.
Hi, I'm Shakti Saravanan, and I'm also a freshman.
Quick question for the group. So now you're freshmen, so you participated in 8th grade. Now you're rolling into high school. Like, do you carry the trophy with you? I mean, are you guys pretty big deals in school? Like, how does it go?
I mean, honestly, I'm actually still getting congratulated. I don't know if that's because people are really bad at checking their email or if they just want to congratulate me again. I mean, a lot of my like fellow student, like people in my class this year are like, hey, aren't you that person or so-and-so? So yeah, I guess it's still, you know, going around.
Yeah, every now and then I'll still have people come up to me and be like, hey, aren't you that guy that won that competition last year with your team? And I'm like, yeah, can we move on?
Yeah, similar thing for me. You know, real interesting thing is we actually like alternate taking the trophy to school like every day. Like on Mondays, I take it to school, and like on Tuesday, Shakti does it. So it's cool.
No, yeah, and you also carry on this merch and everything. So yeah.
And the big, like, cardboard check, we also take that to school every day. But alternating.
Those are the best. Those are the best.
All at once.
That is odd. Well, it's funny, and I only asked the question because the heartbreaker here, Chris, he was like the 6th place in his 5th grade consolation for the spelling bee, and he has a ribbon, and he still hangs it. I mean, Chris, you understand.
I do. It's not as cool as the check, but it's a prized possession of mine.
The only thing that's kind of bad about this is the pictures. I mean, I don't know, but I look horrible in the pictures. So that's the only thing that, like, you know, my mom's keeps sending to people. And I just want that to be over.
AIM is a tough thing. We know, we understand with our tens and tens of listeners. But all right, before we get into asking you guys a bunch of questions about the CEF and, you know, the competition in itself, we hear that you guys have a couple questions you want to try to stump Chris and I on. So what do you say you guys give us those and we'll see what we can do with them.
Yeah, so for the first question, what parts of an ion affect its charge? A, electrons and neutrons, B, electrons and protons, C, neutrons and protons, or D, all three, electrons, neutrons, and protons.
Well, heartbreaker, I know that a charged electron says to other protons that they have their eye on you, but I don't know about this one. You got a thought here, or should we get a hint?
I think we need a hint.
Electrons have a negative charge, and protons have a positive charge, and neutrons have no electric charge at all. So I guess he's that.
So if I was going to relate to this question, I would say that as a father of a proton daughter, I'd probably want her to marry an electron, because then the wedding would be free of charge. But I don't know if that helps us with answering this question.
I don't know where to go after that dad joke. I'm going to say, let's say B, electrons and protons.
I like it.
You are correct.
All right.
All right. So which of the following pairs of elements is most likely to form a covalent bond? A, sodium and oxygen. B, iron and phosphorus. C, oxygen and phosphorus. Or D, sodium and iron.
Bonds. Heartbreaker. There's ionic and covalent.
Sounds right.
And that's about my knowledge here. What do you got?
I was hoping you had a lot more than that.
No, that's it.
I'm gonna beg for another hint. Is there a hint for this one as well?
Yeah, of course there's a hint. So a covalent bond is formed when electrons of two atoms are shared to form electron pairs. Covalent bonds occur between two nonmetals, or a nonmetal and a metalloid. Think about which answer choice includes two nonmetals.
Two nonmetals.
Hmm.
I'm gonna say iron feels like a metal. So
yeah.
I think it excludes B and D.
Okay.
Your turn.
And iron is Fe?
Rumor has it, yes.
Okay. So, all right, so I'm good there. Was that the question? Do we get this one right?
Partial. Do we get partial credit for that?
I'm going to say an Na sodium, which to me is a metal, although that's salt. So is that a metal? Yeah?
I'll stick with yes.
All right, so then we're going to roll a C, oxygen and P, whatever P was.
Phosphorus. Still phosphorus.
Platinum?
Yeah, C is correct.
All right.
Okay, for the next question, you have to answer, which of the processes is endothermic? A, the condensation of ethanol in a distillation apparatus. B, deposition of gold on a silicon microchip. C, sublimation of naphthalene in mothballs.
So, Chris, my understanding of words that have more than two syllables usually is pretty difficult. So, once again, I'm going to hand this off to you.
You're going to hand it off to me again.
Yeah.
And I'm going to phone a friend again. Can I have a tip?
Yes, you can. An endothermic reaction is a chemical reaction that absorbs heat from the environment. Think about the differences between condensation, molecules giving up their heat as they combine, deposition, heat is removed from a gas as the molecules become a solid, and sublimation, where molecules absorb heat to go from the solid phase to a gas.
Now, Arushi, that's a great hint, but that tells me nothing about what sublimation means or deposition. I'm going two, B.
You're going B?
I'm going B.
Okay. I love all these multiple syllable words, but I'm a huge fan of ethanol, so I'm going to go A.
Okay, so both of you are incorrect. It's
C,
actually
C. C. We're C.
Come on.
Arushi, are we the... Huh. Let's see how this is going to be.
We're going to need another hint.
Yeah. I think we just got the hint. All right, get to the next one.
All right. So, question four. So, we know that borax, Na2B407, was first discovered more than 1,000 years ago. Borax is now commonly used in detergent. So, what is true of any sample of pure borax? A, it is an alloy. B, it can be separated into sodium, boron, and oxygen by physical means. C, the mass of boron is 2 times the mass of sodium. And D, the number of boron atoms is 2 times the number of sodium atoms.
All right, Heartbreaker. Here's what I know. Borax is a mined chemical that is found in evaporated deposits deep in the earth. So here in the States, there are 2 boron deposits. There's one in Boron, California, and there's one that's also pulled out of Searles Lake, California. Globally, the largest boron deposits are located in Turkey. Now, for the actual question that we just were asked, I absolutely have no idea. So,
would you like a hint?
Well, one question first. Did I hear you correct that one of the deposits is in Boron, California? Is that right?
Yes, that is correct.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm going to have to look that up on a map in a bit. So you're trying to pass this one to me, because doesn't this product fall under your portfolio?
This is a very large chemistry in my portfolio, yes, but I'm just checking your knowledge. Okay. I obviously know the answers to these, Chris.
Okay. Oh, well, thanks. Putting me on the spot.
Oh, were you asking for a hint? Sorry.
Yes, please.
Yeah, it's cutting out. Sorry. So, look at the number of atoms for each element in the chemical formula. That is your hint. Na2B4O7.
I'm locked in.
You locked in on D?
I'm locked in on D.
Okay.
All right. And are you guys ready?
Yes.
D is indeed the correct answer. The number of boron atoms is 2 times the number of sodium atoms.
3 for 4.
That puts us solidly in the middle of the curve.
Yeah. I mean,
what do we think, champs?
Would you want us to be part of your team? Actually, we'd prefer you not answer that question.
I think it was a 4-person limit, but, you know, totally.
Shree, come on. It's a 4-person limit? Well, I mean, what if somebody's sick or out? You don't want one of us to step in?
Then we'll try not to be sick. I don't know.
Perfect. No, thank you. Once again, that was awesome. Thank you for asking the questions. You did. Congratulations again. Hopefully high school is going great. No? Best years of your life. High school, college, and then you work.
It's high school. There's not much to say.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right. Let's get into some of the good stuff. What's the biggest perk you've been able to negotiate with your parents now that you're champions?
I really wanted to go on a beach trip to Puerto Rico. So we're going to be doing that later on. And, you know, got that from my parents.
My parents have been a lot more carefree since the competition itself. And I've been able to negotiate a lot of things from them. But mainly, I have 7 words. My parents let me curl my hair. That's the biggest thing. I've been wanting to do that for years and years. And they've always just been like, no, you have straight hair. It's our genes. You can't change that. But I think using this competition, I was able to gain massive leverage. And they finally, you know, they finally caved in.
Let you break those sulfide bonds in your hair and get a little curl. I love it. Love it. All right. Talk to me. What do you all love about chemistry?
One thing that I really love is not only just learning the theory, but with your team, being able to see that science in action and doing those experiments and just learning more about how the world around us works and really applying it. For example, when we were visiting Univar, we got to do some cool stuff and just being able to share that passion with others as well.
We're talking about this earlier. Chemistry has to do with everything in our lives, whatever way we can incorporate it. And I think that's one of the biggest excitements that it provides for us. Just going in depth in one topic, you have a door to a lot of other possibilities or other things to learn about. So you can really never stop learning about one thing. It probably takes years and years to learn one theory, I guess.
I think the part I love about chemistry the most is definitely the hands-on experience. You get to see, you know, you can do different things to change things. You can alter things. Also, chemistry leads into many different topics, like 3D printing is based on chemistry. There's lots of things in our daily life that relate to chemistry. Chemistry really pushes your thinking. You know, it's all about different puzzles that people are trying to solve in our everyday life. And that's why I love chemistry so much.
Extremely, extremely impressive. Wow. I'm speechless, which is rare. I'm going to let everybody know that. All right. Last question, Aileen. And we ask all of our guests this. What is the one thing you'd want the audience to take away?
Well, I did want to share that on the 2023 You Be the Chemist competition, the sign up and registration start on October 3rd. And we're really excited about another year of the competition. Students will be participating virtually and through regional events. Univar Solutions will be a proud organizer for 3 in-person events in Central Ohio, Houston, as well as partnering with a high school in Chicago to host the Western Suburbs Regional Challenge. This gives us an opportunity to give back to our communities and to volunteer. And whenever there's an opportunity to volunteer and work with our colleagues outside of the constraints of the walls of Univar Solutions, it's so meaningful. And giving back to the communities in which we operate as well as participate is really something that we are continuing to be committed to. And we'll work closely with CEF to increase our community partnerships as time goes by. So I'm really excited about the future that the chemistry enthusiast has. This is our future problem solvers. This is the people, as Andy says, we'll be working for and working with. And it's so exciting to know that we've been a part of their journey in some small part, and we'll be watching as they continue in their much success ahead.
And I'm asking for a friend, but is there an age limit to this?
Well, the UB the Chemist Challenge is for 5th through 8th graders. So having these 9th graders come back and talk about their participation and how meaningful it was for them and seeing that they're navigating high school years is super exciting because we learn from each other. And there will be others watching them as they progress. And we hope to see them in our labs at some point or solving world problems. So the future of STEM is these students as well as others. And we definitely need to foster and support diversity and inclusion in our workforce. And we're committed to creating that next generation of Univar Solutions chemistry enthusiasts.
It's fantastic. You are normal, extremely intelligent people. So, but honestly, folks, I really appreciate everyone's time today.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you so much, guys.
For those of our listeners, please stay healthy and safe. We look forward to talking to everyone soon. So this is the Smart Acid team signing off. Thank you.
Smart Acids, breaking things down for the chemicals and specialty ingredients market, one boron at a time. Smart Acids is part of the Univar Solutions Podcast Network.